Hey, hey, welcome to your favorite podcast, The Joycast. It's your host for the day, Torrence Senpai, and I'm with my co-host, Amateresu, and a guest star. Well, what else can I call him now? Draco Lad.
Hello.
What up?
Clap, applause.
Woo! Yeah!
Woo-hoo! I forgot. Wow, wow. So...
So today
we're talking Xbox. It's basically going to be about Xbox. So Microsoft, we're going to talk about the recent price, the SSD card, the all access from Xbox, and then the pricing of the games. And any other thing that comes up, we just drop it in as a itty-bitty thingy. So first off, recently Microsoft released, they announced the Series S, what they've been touting for, I think, one of the worst kept secrets, Project Lockhart, has finally been announced.
Possibly the worst kept secret ever. Probably.
Yes. I don't think it really is a secret, but...
Yeah, well, it's secret because they never announced it.
Because the way they said it was, we can finally talk. What was the tweet again? It's safe to talk about this now, or let's talk about this now. Something weird. Like,
I think it was like, what did they say? They said, I think it was like more like might as well or something. They were just like, it was basically like cats out of the bag. Same concept. Yeah,
I was saying in the last podcast of one of our joysticks chats, I'm like, someone from Ubisoft was employed in Microsoft. Also, because the leak was bad. It was that bad. Like, from the announcement trailer was not announced by Microsoft.
Yeah. Because I was how can you have a trailer leak?
Yeah. But what
can a whole Microsoft trailer leak?
What if it was done intentionally?
I wouldn't be surprised.
No, it was not leaked
intentionally. It could have been leaked intentionally.
It could have been leaked intentionally. That's what I'm saying. Someone from Ubisoft is sponsoring them or is influencing them. Ubisoft are 5-6 leaks the day before the announcement.
I've seen, exactly. I feel like there's some things where you're just like, did they leak it themselves? But I don't know. If they leaked it themselves, they basically had planned this leak for like over the past year. Because first of all, it was, we know there's, a secret Xbox, Project Lockhart. Reportedly, there'll be a weaker Xbox and blah, 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 blah. It was going on for time and time and time and time and time. And that means they would have planned that whole thing from the beginning till now. Because, I mean, why would you leak your trailer like right before you announce your price? Because here's the key thing, right? If you look at the pricing, right? If you look at the pricing strategy of the Series S and the Series X, right? They're very well priced, right? I know we're gonna get there later. They're very well priced, but they could have held that to their chest until Sony made a move and dropped the prices, because it would be even sweeter to undercut Sony than just to put out a price and Sony has to force themselves. If Sony had said something like, "Oh, we're gonna release this at $550," and they dropped it at $499 and $299. Do you understand? It would have been like a coup. So maybe Sony paid somebody to leak it.
Yeah, but do you see the PS5 digital edition being $300?
No,
that's not going to happen. No, it's not going to be $300.
No, because the PS5. But the thing is, the PS5 digital version is essentially a PS5. The Series S is a downgraded Xbox Series X. It's a baby.
Let's not use the word downgrade, right? I would say the Series S is a 1080p powerhouse.
Okay.
Right. The Series S is a 1080p powerhouse and a 1440p powerhouse, right? It's aimed for those guys. It's going to give you all the same features as the Series X, but on 1080p. Series X is aiming at 4K 60. If you don't have a 4K screen, what's the Series X going to do for you? Because the Series X, at the same time, if you put the Series X and the Series S on a 1080p screen, you're going to get similar level of fidelity.
Graphics.
Right? The only thing is that maybe there'll be extra frame rates or whatever, but your TV won't be able to see it because your TVs are like 60 FPS max. So all of them are going to max out. So if you buy it, you have a 1080p TV and you buy a Series S and a Series X, it's like there's no difference, really, if you think about it. So it was a smart move, really.
But I think the Series X has more teraflops than the Series S. Yes? Yeah, I think he has about the Series X at 12 teraflops. Then Series S is at, is it 4?
Yeah, it has 12 teraflops,
yeah.
Yeah. Is that four? Yeah, it's like it's four. It's similar to it's similar to the Xbox series. It's similar to the One X in terms of teraflops.
Exactly. It's basically like the One X, but the Series S is just faster than the One X.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's based off of CPU is way better, right? So I think the bottleneck for the One X, even though the One X is like a 4K capable console, right? The bottleneck Sorry, I'm getting so confused now. Yeah, the One X is the CPU. The CPU is not as good because it's using a 8-year-old CPU now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about it's less than 8.
No. I mean, like even when the current generation of consoles launched, the CPUs that they're using Jaguar CPUs. They were already old by the time the consoles came out. That's why I'm saying it's an 8-year-old CPU.
Oh, okay. I get what you mean now.
Yeah.
But here's the thought. You get your Series S with your current TV. Then while you're saving up to get your, what's it called again? While you're saving up to get your 4K monitor or screen and everything, you just wait. Once you've gotten that, you upgrade to the Series X. Because for the first 2 years, I think Phil Spencer already said there's not going to be a Series X. What they call it again? Exclusive. Yeah, there's no exclusive for like the first 2 years. So
yeah,
what's the point?
The truth of the matter is, if you're an Xbox fan, you're not getting Xbox really for the exclusivity. You're getting it for the services. If we are very frank with ourselves, again, because we all know that Sony always has the better exclusive games. It is definitely a sure thing. This has been right from the beginning. Again. So every Xbox fan knows they're not going for the Xbox 4, this exclusive title. That's how I see this. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
True. So, anyway.
Begs the question. So why? Yeah. No. Yeah. So the thing is, so why get a Series X at launch if you don't have a 4K TV? That's what I'm trying to say.
That's why they made the Series S. You go for that instead.
Booyah.
Go for the Series S. If you don't have a 4K TV, you don't go for the Series X. You still get the same power as the Series X.
What do you think of the 290? What do you think of the 299? The 299 price for that?
For a next gen console, it is pretty decent. If I'm being very frank, it's really really decent. I mean, I think that's almost the same price as a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, that's deep. Wow. Yeah.
Isn't that the same price as a Nintendo Switch?
Yeah, let's try and narrowize it. So if you're using $299 at, let's say, $400, 400 naira to a dollar.
Then take half the cost of the console after you've done that, and then add it again on top for customs.
No, it's gonna be that bad.
Not that bad now. We're at 134 at 450. So let's just add plus or minus, say 160. Would the console actually go for 160? I bend.
In Nigeria? No, they won't. You think about we, the Nigerian game dealers, when they see Nigerian game dealers, once they see that, oh, this is a new console, they'll definitely hike up the price. And it's been Xbox most Nigerians don't go for Xbox, so definitely they'll want to move much more expensive. So that's how Nigerian game dealers do that, for that, especially when it comes to Microsoft.
I remember when Xbox came out, and at Mega Plaza it was like 100K. It was 100K at Mega Plaza, 100K, bam, bam, bam. He didn't want to go up, he didn't want to go down, he just left it there, 100K. Back then, I was like, okay.
Okay, yes.
Now you said it. Wait, Kony, you were saying something?
Yeah, so like the Switch is $299, so the Xbox Series S costs the same amount as a Switch. You're absolutely right. Absolutely.
Wow.
That's wow. Whoa.
And then if you get Game Pass, you'd have access to Project X Cloud, meaning you can carry your Xbox controller on the go with your Android phone that you already have. Like, bam! So you've got your Microsoft Switch. Wow, cheeky!
Wow, wow.
Well, X Cloud hasn't launched yet.
You said X Cloud what?
It hasn't launched yet.
Hasn't launched yet, though, right?
No.
But
officially,
maybe it's launch holiday 2020 as well.
Yeah, but I've seen some people play it on.
Yeah, maybe.
I think this guy now in the Xbox Phoenix Dero, I think he's an Xbox insider and he has, I think, tried it. He's tried it, yeah. And it's pretty decent. It's not bad.
From Lagos from Nigeria or from elsewhere?
Nigeria here.
Nigeria here.
But the only bad thing is the lag.
That's the issue. Yeah.
The lag.
Yeah,
I mean, at least it works because
I'm not seeing the connectivity shit yet. Because would it be worse than Stadia?
It must be better for it because Stadia. I've used Stadia.
For real?
I've used Stadia and it's bad. Like it won't even load jack in Nigeria. And I have it right now. My internet connection is now 75 Mbps. Stadia will not load jack in Nigeria. I think the ping is too low. It's too high for the servers. Yeah. It won't even run.
Stadia can't work in this region of Africa, man. Unfortunately, I don't think it can. I don't think they made it for our market, man. It's not. I think it's for Europe, Americas, India. Really isn't. It's not really for Africa, man.
Speaking about the all access, so the rate I believe is a monthly plan from $25, $24.99, and then you get your. I'm not sure if that's for the series. I think that's for the Series X, for the $25 a month, no upfront payments. So you just pay your $25 and you're getting your new Xbox console, and it comes with Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. So with Ultimate, you know, you're having your Game Pass on your console or you're having your Game Pass on PC. And then with Ultimate, you're also going to get xCloud whenever xCloud comes out. Or you're doing that all just for $25. And it's spread across 24 months. So instead of paying, say, $4.99, you'll be paying $5.99. Come on. Just think about it.
Yeah, but you're look at that convenience. So anybody can get access to that. Think about it, right? You have that for both the Series S and the Series X, right? So even if I wanted to get like the bomb ass console that's like all maxed out, and I plan to get a TV later, I can just say, okay, you know what? For 2 years, no Xbox Series X exclusives. That's fine. I can just be playing it on my regular TV. I'll put down the $25 a month for the Series X until it's paid for. That's about 2 years. Then I start getting Xbox exclusives. By that time, I can start saving up to buy myself a 4K 120Hz TV if I want to, or 4K monitor that's like 120Hz, whatever it is. You know, it's just, they just give you so many options. Like, and I think
you can even start saving for your 4K monitor now. So by the time your 2 year period is gone, you've got like a sinking fund. You've got your money to buy your 72-inch whatever TV. That's whatever 4K TV is the coolest at that time. Like, it's just mad.
So I think the key thing that Microsoft is doing here is just they're giving you access to Xbox in any way you need it, any way, anyhow you can get it, yep. Right? Mm-hmm. You know, whether you want to pay it upfront, whether you want to put it on layaway, whether you want to, you know, do the access, unless already want to do xCloud. They're just like, if you want Xbox, we can give you Xbox anywhere you freaking want it, anyhow you want it, you can get Xbox.
100 games are waiting for you. Bam! Just take it. Take it.
That's Xbox.
Then part of what I see Tim Green Xbox strategy is, I think part of what I think is their strategy is that they reduce the barrier to entry, and then they keep you inside the ecosystem and then milk you for your money. What I'm saying this is with the, like, take for example the Series S that's coming out now with the All Access. Say you jump on that bad wagon, but you're just left with 512 gigabytes of space, allegedly. So and I'm not sure if that takes into consideration the system data. You know, I think PlayStation removes.
Of course, the system data is going to take quite a chunk. So you're definitely less than 512.
Less than 518. Because I think PlayStation came out to say that theirs is 800 and whatever, because it's, I think the other one is great. But I digress. So you've got only 518.
They've already removed the system.
Yeah, so you're left with 400 gig or something, yeah? And then you have Call of Duty. See, God save you, you have Call of Duty, and then you have Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War on your Series S. Bam, bam.
That's your entire hard drive space.
you went and got Red Dead Redemption. Bam, bam, bam.
The end. Just three games.
Then you slide in GTA 5 online because your friends are...
It can't work. You can't put GTA 5, Red Dead, and COD on a 500. Yeah. Oh, you can't.
Are you getting where I'm coming from? So you have all that. So you've loaded your 512 with like six games or five games. What do you do next? Microsoft have a solution. They've got the 1 terabyte Seagate SSD card, which is rumored to be coming for $219.
That's quite expensive, man.
That's like almost the price of the Series X.
You bought the console for $300. You're just buying the extension for the extra memory for $200. When I saw that leak or rumor, I was like, "What is going on here? What kind of expensive memory card is this?"
With that, you might just end up buying the Series X if you are going to end up buying the SSD card. Series S. You might as well just buy the Series X.
Basically. And it's like, you have access to this library, to this huge library. But can you play the games of the library without saying, "Oh, I want to delete this one. I have to delete this one to play this game." So Darkriders
has been confirmed. SSD card is going to be 219. Has it been confirmed?
But it's not confirmed. But the leak or the source is from Windows Central, and they were one of the first guys to tout that the Series S was coming out like the day before it came out, and they also talked about the price of the Series S and the Series X. So they've been spot on so far. $219, fam. And it's just going to, at least we know how these guys are. It's just going to be proprietary tech for the first, probably for the first year or first 6 months. So the only SSD card that would have the tech or that would be accepted by the Xbox without you breaking the console or whatever would be these Seagate ones, which are expensive.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, it's like, wow.
Third party companies start making theirs.
But you know, you need permission and whatnot, now.
Of course.
And legit before they slap you some court order, court injunction, just like, hey, you bankrupt your company.
I give it a year though. Under a year. Other companies making theirs.
But still, you're going to wait for a year before getting. And let's not forget, although yes, the consoles have made these prices a bit cheap, the SSD cards initially were not even cheap to start with.
Yeah.
When compared to their hard drive counterparts. So we just have to pray and hope that the technology gets cheaper.
Well, for the time being, you can still keep using your regular hard drives. I mean, everyone that has an Xbox at this point should have an extra hard drive. I'm sure you can still use it, but the only downside is that you cannot put Series X games on the hard drive.
You can put them on the hard drive, but you can't play them off the hard drive. So you can. So the way I see it, you can still have your plenty. I think you have a 3 terabyte or something, or 2 terabyte.
Yes, 3 terabyte.
Yeah, you can still have your 3 terabyte hard drive, but then you'd have to be transferring before you play a game. You have to transfer it from the hard drive to your PC, then to the SSD card. Or whatever means you can do that, then you cannot play it from the SSD card. Then when you are done with that, you remove it from the SSD card. Who is going to do?
It's interesting. So I think the best thing would be to get an external SSD. Right? Like, so for example, if you had a HDD right now, I would go for an external SSD instead, right? So, like, I would upgrade my, for example, for my PlayStation, I have a 2 terabyte, terabyte HDD inside the console and a 2 terabyte, a 4 terabyte HDD outside the console, right? For 6 terabytes of storage. So, what I would do is that I would either sell or do something else with that storage, with that extra hard drive, and get an SSD outside, so that even when it comes to transferring between the system. For example, the Series X to or S to my hard drive is going to be faster, and the speed I would get would probably be, instead of taking such a, right now it can take a long time to transfer files between your hard drive and your console. The SSD on the inside and outside, it should be much, much faster. Like, you maybe wait a couple minutes rather than like maybe 15 minutes or maybe like half an hour to 45 minutes for something as big as Modern Warfare.
I remember installing Red Dead on my Xbox. It was long.
Yes. So I have a question. With all these, next gen features and whatnot, what are next gen games going to cost? Because we've been seeing some things here and there. And I'm guessing
they should just maintain this. They should just maintain their $60 price range generally and just blame it on COVID or whatever. Just leave it there.
If we're being honest, back in the days of the old gen, weren't games like $40 before? They were $40 again. So when they started progressing into the new gen, they started increasing the price gradually. Everyone complained at first, then everyone got used to it. So they're actually doing the same thing. So, I mean, for a next gen game, a $10 margin is, it might seem like a lot, but.
In Nigeria time, that's like 4K. For shawarma.
If we're looking at it as
4K can afford your car for like a week.
We're looking at it at Nigerian standpoint. Yeah, it is. But if you're looking at it from and UK, that's just basically 1 hour worth of work.
That's like 5 hours for some people, 6 hours.
The average consumer. I'll say 1 hour, man.
Consoles are still a luxury item anyway, but still.
Yeah.
They shouldn't. Okay, now this is my issue with this $70 rumor, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Companies like
it's a rumor. It's confirmed.
A rumor. Some companies are doing 70, some companies are saying 60. So the guys that can try it are trying it.
Okay, a month ago or so, when NBA 2K 2021 was announced, I was hearing that next gen console is going to be $70. So what did I do? I went to the Xbox store and wanted to see how much it was on my Xbox. And it was $60. Now, you're promising me smart delivery and I'll get the best version of my game on any console I buy, Xbox. Yeah. So what happens when I buy my $60 Xbox One NBA 2K digitally? And then I get my Series S or X. Are they telling me they will not come and charge me $10 after telling me that it's free upgrade? Dude.
I feel they're still working on that.
I believe what Phil Spencer said. Is it Phil Spencer? Am I wrong? I believe what Xbox Camp said was basically that for all their first party titles, smart delivery is ensured, and they're encouraging their partners or other publishers who are making games to not charge for a smart delivery. But that doesn't mean that they're not going to charge, but that's what they're encouraging them. But anything that Xbox is giving you will be okay, seamless, and from some of their partners as well. But there's some people who do what they want to do.
Right. So I don't see giving you free upgrades. There are some companies that you shouldn't expect free upgrades from.
On that ground, I know for Xbox or Microsoft, when they were first announcing the Series X, they said they're making it in such a way that for the developers, it's easy to if you're working on the Xbox platform. I don't know if Xbox has its own codes that you need to do, but it's supposed to be easy transition between all the platforms. So it's be easy transition between Xbox One, Series X and Project X Cloud. So people that develop their games for what's it called again? People that develop their game for the Xbox One, when it was time to put it on the clouds for like testing and whatever, they didn't have to go and reconfigure or something because they already built it on the Microsoft Xbox platform or with the dev kits or so.
Yeah,
kudos to you guys. Nice forward thinking.
All right, so final verdict. There you go. The final verdict. What are you guys getting? Series S or Series X?
Me, I'm going for the X since I already have a 4K TV. And
makes sense.
Yeah, and that's why I'm pushing for the X. And in the long run, when they start releasing the exclusive titles, so I'll just be ready rather than just waiting and saving up for it. I might as well just get it once and for all now. That's me, Sha. That's me.
I'll go for the X, but I doubt I'm going to get it day one. Reason being, one, because of there are no Xbox One X exclusive. So basically, most of all the games that are going to be coming out on the X for like the next year, I can still play them on my regular Xbox. It's just the load time, and I'm used to the load times already, and I don't have a 4K TV yet. So I'll just hold on before getting that. I would not get I probably won't get the S because I like to buy digital. I like to buy physical copies just to see the cases. The digital are making more sense now because of all the discounts available and whatnot. Yeah, it's easier to, especially in Nigeria, it's easier to get discounts on the Nigerian market. It's easier to get discounts on digital games than the physical game.
Physical.
Yeah, but however, I still like at least for those games that will come out the first time. Those games that will come out quickly. I just like to have. Just have that case, that those AAA, like the GTAs, the Red Dead, all those ones. I like to have them in hard copy. Look through the paper that keeps on shrinking every year and stuff. look at the map with my Rockstar games. I don't think I have Witcher hard copy. I've got Far Cry and Assassin. Like most of my Assassin's Creeds are think they're hard copy or whatever. So that's my thought pattern. Not to get the X day one, wait, and they'll probably be like after like 6 months or 1 year, they'll definitely be like a Gears version or a Minecraft version or a Sea of Thieves version of the Series X or something. So then I just get that one, and they're usually not way more expensive than the regular ones, but the same price. So that's it for me.
I mean, that makes a whole lot of sense. Now, for me, like, obviously, it doesn't make any sense for me to buy any Xbox because I have a gaming PC that's already kind of like at the power level of Series X is meant to compare with my graphics card or the slightly older version of my graphics card, but around the same area, right? That's the kind of performance it's supposed to be getting. So it doesn't make sense for me to get one, but I cannot lie. Like, part of me just wants to own the most powerful console.
Yes, I know that feeling. I know that feeling, man.
This was a fun episode.
Yes, it was.
It's nice to talk Xbox without the imp and the butting it. Yeah, I'm sure you guys enjoyed listening about talk about Xbox. Hopefully you join and you send us your gamer tag so we can add you up and play. Once again, thanks to my co-host Amateresu and our guest host Draco Lad. Follow him on Instagram, Twitter. Soon to be Twitch. I think he was a mister, but Microsoft is selling their assets.
That was a brief stint. Just like that. Out of nowhere, man.
We need people's lives.
They shocked everyone, man. Out of nowhere. But, wow, it was insane, man. But that's another discussion for another day.
but once again, thanks for tuning into your favorite podcast, the Joycast. See you in the next one. Bye.
Cheers.
Boom shakalaka. Boom, boom, boom.
Thanks for listening to our podcast, guys. Don't forget to subscribe. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at JoysticsNG. That's JoysticsNG. We also make awesome YouTube videos. You can check out our channel, Joysticks Entertainment. We have tons of content up and more coming every single week. We've got a new video out covering Microsoft Flight Simulator 2020 on the RTX 2080 Super. Subscribe there too so you don't miss any of the exciting stuff we've got coming your way. And see you in the next one.